Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and I am your host, Jerry. So today is me again. I know I did one on Tuesday, but today is also me, so welcome back. So today's video is about a really, really famous painting. In fact, I think everyone knows about it, everyone has heard about it. Probably the only famous painting they know, it is the Mona Lisa. But have you ever wondered why Mona Lisa is so famous? And in this video, it says that the story that made Mona Lisa famous actually has something to do with another artist, which is Picasso. And I don't know about you guys, but I thought that Picasso was a painter like a long, long time ago, like maybe in the 15th centuries or something. But actually, he died in 1973, which is like so much, you know, so much recent than I thought. But anyway, the story that made Mona Lisa is told in the video and is quite interesting. So go there and take a look. And oh, also, we had an update on our VoiceTube app. So if you guys do the recording of the pronunciation challenge on the app, so I highly recommend that you go update it. The new layout is so much more better. And also, there's a page for like learning, and it has all the pronunciation challenge and our blogs, which I personally put a lot of effort in. So please remember to update the app, and let's look at today's pronunciation challenge. The sentence is, the hysteria hit a fever pitch when the police suspected and interrogated one of the most famous artists in the world, Pablo Picasso. But Picasso was innocent. And that's our sentence for today, and let's look at our vocabulary. The first one is hysteria. Hysteria. 所以 hysteria 的意思呢，就是歇斯底里嘛。不过这个是个名词，就是用来表达那些不能控制或者是过度 的情绪，例如你可以说 the hysteria about the serial killer has triggered public fear， 就是对于那个连续杀人狂的过度的情绪造成了一些群众的恐慌。那么 hysteria 有另外一个更常见的形容词，也就是 hysterical， 意思也是歇斯底里，不过就是当做形容词来用嘛。例如 she's usually pretty good with dealing with emotions, but when her mom died, she was hysterical. 也就是她平常的时候通常都是很善于掌握自己的情绪，但是当她妈妈去世时，她整个变得歇斯底里了。So that's it for hysterical. And the second vocabulary is fever pitch. Fever pitch. 所以这个片语呢，指的就是很激动或是很狂热的情绪。 例如你可以说 the fans were at fever pitch when their team turned the game around. 就是说粉丝们都非常的兴奋，非常的激动，当他们的队伍逆转了那个比赛。那我们可以特别看到 fever pitch 里面这个 pitch 这个单字呢，其实有很多的意思哦。如果它当动词的时候呢，可以当做投球的意思。这也是为什么棒球比赛中那个投手的单字叫做 pitcher， 也是 pitch 加上 er。 那么 pitch 还有另外一个意思呢，可以当做提案或者是说服的意思，像是例如你要跟你的老板提案你的想法，你就可以说 I'm gonna pitch my idea to my boss， 或者 I'm gonna pitch my idea in a meeting， 就是我要提出我的想法，我要说服老板接受我的想法之类的意思。此外 ，pitch 也可以当做音调的意思，则当名词使用。例如，如果有歌喉战的粉丝的话，电影《歌喉战》就知道。 歌喉战的英文就叫做 pitch perfect， 也就是完美的音准音调嘛。那么我们的第三个单字是 suspect，suspect。所以 suspect 其实有两种词性哦，一种是名词，一种是动词。不过根据词性的不一样呢，我们重音的位置也会不一样。所以我们例句中的是 suspect， 也就是重音放在第二个音节，当做动词使用。所以 suspect 的意思呢，就是怀疑、猜测的意思。 像你就可以说 I suspect that he stole my wallet， 就是我怀疑他偷了我的钱包。 那么如果要当作名词来使用呢，重音则要放在前面第一个音节的位置，也就是 suspect。 suspect suspect 的意思呢就是嫌疑犯，所以你就可以说 The main suspect of this murder case is the victim's husband， 也就是这一起谋杀案的主要嫌疑犯呢是受害者的老公。所以可以练习一下这两个重音不一样，名词嫌疑犯的时候呢是 suspect， 那么动词怀疑起疑的时候呢是 suspect。 此外也有形容词的状态嘛，那我们就会说 suspicious， suspicious。 所以你就可以，如果要有一个人看起来很可疑，看起来很像坏人之类的，你就可以说 he looks suspicious。 例如你可以造句说 you look kind of suspicious with that mustache，就是你看起来，你有那个你留胡子之后，看起来有点像，有点可疑，看起来有点像坏人之类的意思。但这是你知道开玩笑的一个句子。那我们今天的最后一个单字呢，则是 innocent， innocent， innocent 可以当作无辜或者是清白的意思嘛？例如像我们这个例句中，就是 Picasso was innocent， 也就是毕卡索是无辜的，毕卡索是清白的。那除了这个意思之外呢，也可以当作那种天真可爱纯洁的意思，例如你要形容一个小女孩之类，你就可以说 the innocent little girl。 那有另外一个单字呢跟 innocent 有点类似的，就是 naive， naive， naive 的意思呢比较有负面的意思，像是就是天真可是比较像傻然后很容易被骗的那种意思，会说是 naive。像你可以说 Stop being so naive, he's definitely cheating on you， 就是你不要天真了啦，他一定劈腿，他一定在骗你之类的意思。所以 innocent 比较是正面的，那么 naive 呢就会比较是负面的意思。 So that's it for today's vocabulary. We have four today. The first one is hysteria, and then fever pitch, suspect, and innocent. So that's it for today's vocabulary, and I'm gonna read the sentence again. The hysteria hit a fever pitch when the police suspected and interrogated one of the most famous artists in the world, Pablo Picasso. But Picasso was innocent. Who knew that Mona Lisa has something to do with Picasso, you know? Like, I never knew why Mona Lisa was so famous. I just know...everyone wants to see it, and like there's always so many people in front of the actual painting. So yeah, it's quite an interesting fact to know about, and that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Don't forget to leave your recordings and comments down below. Also, don't forget to update the app, and I will see you next week. Bye.